Well, hello, guys. Now, here's a balloon floating about. Now, to me, this balloon represents Femon Think. And it's kind of all over the place. And it could just fly right off. But it seems to be tethered to the ground in some way. You see, many years ago, everybody generally got married. At least they had a boyfriend and girlfriend. And Femons were still quite crazy, living in their fantasy land. They didn't want to live in the reality world. It was too harsh. But every now and then, the man would have to sort of mansplain to her some common sense and some facts. And that would bring her down to some sensibility for a while. But of course, man nowadays isn't allowed to criticize a femme in any way. And masculinity is toxic, and common sense is toxic also. So the femmes can live in their fantasy land in their head. And they just get crazier and crazier, as we've seen. And speaking of crazy, here's a femme. Now, this Femon has just escaped a mental institution of some kind. She apparently killed her mother, and she's supposed to stay in the institution indefinitely at the moment, but she escaped. But she'll blend in quite well with the crazies out there today. You won't be able to tell the difference. So keep an eye out for this Femon. She could be dangerous to herself and to you. As we know, femmes today have no rules or regulations on them at all. And of course, man is not allowed to say a goddamn thing. So they have no tether. And if they've got no tether, off they go. That may land back down as another Karen, or may never come back down at all. I put a link to the news item down below. And let me know, guys, what you think of the Femon Think in my balloon. I mean, I'd like to go outside with a great big pin and pop every one of them. But that's just my imagination. Of course, I would never think of doing such a thing. You take it easy, fellas.